I'm really glad to hear that by others in the antenna world. It's a G5RV. Okay, we all kind of know what that is. And it's fed, instead of with 52 ohm coax, it's fed with 75 ohm coax. And his automatic antenna tuner takes care of the rest and loads up just fine. And there is no mismatch. As a matter of fact, it seems to match maybe even a little better than, say, a short run of 52 ohm coax on a G5RV antenna. So it makes me smile when you give him a good signal report over there, from over there. It was a sad news to hear about Smokey. I've known Smokey a long time, so he was definitely involved in public service, big time active in Calhoun County, and so I'm glad that he got mentioned on the net tonight, that's for sure. Here's news for you, Max. We had a little amateur radio contingent meet with the St. Joseph County emergency manager. So that guy really got a baptism of fire with the tornado in Three Rivers a few weeks ago. And we set up an appointment to meet with them at 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon. We're at the Sheriff's Department. We're getting more and more amateur radio infusion, at least into the thought patterns of county emergency management. And eventually we'll try to get an EC for that county, since it's been without the EC for several years now. So that was a good positive meeting that we had last Friday afternoon. So I rambled on enough, and we'll kick it back to you, Max. So KE8DON, this is WD8AXD.
Check in, and good afternoon to everybody on frequency. Obviously not involved with your club there, so I'm not sure what's going on. But I did know Joe a little bit, KE4ZYQ. I had a couple conversations with Joe, but his voice was very well known over the airwaves and heard all around. I was off the air for about 10 years or so and got back on, I would say, about a year ago, and I've heard Joe numerous times, and I had a couple of Q-Souls with him. He was also a musician, and he's a very nice gentleman to talk to. So, yeah, Joe's going to be missed. Anyway, that's about it. I just wanted to say good afternoon and comment on Joe. I didn't know you guys were going to mention that. But, yeah, he often was on the repeater over here in Windsor, and he talked with a couple of gentlemen, you know, all had some friends over here, let's put it that way. So, yeah, Joe's going to be missed, and he's watching over us now. Anyway, thanks for letting me check in. Good to hear you guys. I'm curious where the repeater is. I put up a new antenna today, not myself. I had help, obviously. And it's a Diamond X300 up about 35 feet, running 45 watts from Windsor. So I'm curious how my signal is and where the repeater is. Over, back to you.
All right, Thank you.